give us an update on how the seed corn crop has gone in this year and how it's looking.
Well, it's going in really, really great. We've certainly had a chance to spread out our maturities this year, and those of us in the seed corn business love that because it allows us to spread out our detasseling, which is our big labor need during the summertime. And so we've had a chance to put corn in from the first part of April, clear through here the middle of May, and still in this week yet we will be spacing some of that out. And so much different than last year, isn't it? Last year we certainly a lot of seed was not planted until toward the end of May, and particularly in Ohio. My goodness, we had we don't have seed production in Ohio last year, but my farmers over there were planting the 1st of June, and that was the first chance they had a chance to even get in the fields. And so this is quite a different year, that's for sure.
Yeah, Sonny, what are you hearing from your farmer customers? Anything showing up out in their corn that they've been concerned about?
No, basically a lot of the early planted corn was planted kind of the end of March and so forth, and all made it pretty well. Some of it froze off once, some of it froze off twice, my farmers tell me, but still made it okay and still alive. And very little has had to be replanted because of the freezing off. There's been a few replants, ironically enough, that were planted right the week after Easter in some very cold soils and wet soils that probably imbibed water too fast. That's always a problem, as opposed to when you get cold rain and 50-degree temperatures. That's the only minor, and those are minor, but those are the only minor problems that we've seen as far as, crusting in and that sort of thing this year. We'll still see a few more, I'm sure, but so far it's been I would say a better than average, and if you say we deserved it because of last year, this has been a great year for planting when you wanted to. On average, Dave, we've noted for years, is 5 working days for farmers in March, 10 in April, and 15 in May. On average, it will always come down to that. And so, last year we had almost zero. This year we've had some 30 already, easily. And so I say I usually tell people when we have a year like this, you'll pay for it. Well, we paid for it last year, so we paid ahead. So now let's get back to a normal year for another season. But it's started off to be a good year and a lot of heat units. And right now you'd be looking for a pretty good corn crop. But as you do know, July at reproductive time is the only 2 weeks that really, really, really matters. I've seen some awfully poor, drowsy-ridden corn get perfect weather in July when it's tasseling for 2 to 3 weeks and, make 150 bushels per acre when it looked like it's going to make 30. And I've seen some very good-looking corn turn off dry in that reproductive stage and anyone end up at 150 bushels of corn or less, in some cases. So I don't get too excited about a good crop or a poor crop early on. It is what happens in July when you're talking about corn. Soybeans, they got 6 weeks to fool around and have the reproductive cycle anytime July and the first 2 weeks of August. But corn needs that 2 weeks that it's tasseling if you're going to have a good crop.